Welcome to a new segment on 15-Minute History called Pop Quiz. In these episodes, Joe is going to ask a topical question in history, and I then have to answer it. We're not editing these episodes. It's just another opportunity for us to get more content to you, our outstanding audience. So here we go.
John, I have a question.
All right.
Are there certain historical events that were inevitable and then some that could have been prevented? Because I think we look at history, obviously, in hindsight.
Yeah.
And we think everything because of that was a foregone conclusion, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if you could give some examples of things that were inevitable versus things that could have been prevented.
Well, of course, because of individual human action, nearly every event that occurs in history, whether it's, you know, world historical events or individual personal events, are preventable. I think that the best two examples of the difference that I can give you are actually the two world wars. World War I was preventable in one sense, in terms of how it actually broke out. There was probably going to be a war at some point, but it was the assassination of the Archduke Franz Ferdinand on June 28, 1914, that lit the spark that set off the powder keg that was World War I. Because from there, you get all the countries declaring war on each other, and the war goes from there. Was a war inevitable? The countries of Europe were building towards one. Everyone on both sides wanted one, which is different from World War II. But it was the act of one man, Gavrilo Princip, who caused that war to happen. Unlike World War II, which is ironic because one side didn't want a war and the other side did, speaking specifically in the European theater. The structure of post-war Germany virtually guaranteed that there would be another war because of how the Weimar Republic was created, because of the systems the Allies left in place and did not really understand, like the German General Staff, like the industrial system in Germany, and because of all the paramilitary groups, the Freikorps, throughout the country. Germany, from the moment the ink was dry on the Versailles Treaty, was preparing for another war. Hitler was able to mobilize a lot of that pro-war sentiment and drive it towards what ultimately happened on September 1st, 1939, which is the outbreak of war in Poland. Yes, there was opposition to him. Yes, there were a lot of Germans, average everyday Germans, who were like, oh no, not again. But the systems that put Hitler in power and which kept him in place were all geared in one direction towards war. But it took that one individual to actually, again, light the match. So are historical events inevitable? Only if you believe in some kind of form of predestination, you believe there's a grand plan to the universe. But at the day-to-day level, no. Individuals can take steps, heroes in many ways, can take steps to stop historical events and to change the course of history.
Thank you for joining us for a pop quiz. Send us your questions about this topic at 15minutehistory@gmail.com, and we will see you next week.